This is 90.7 WFAE. Good afternoon. I'm Mark Rumsey. Mecklenburg County health officials say more than 525 people visited emergency rooms with opioid overdoses in the county last year. That's about a 45% increase from the previous year. Across North Carolina in 2017, emergency rooms reported a nearly 40% increase in visits for opioid overdoses. Mecklenburg County government and partner agencies will host a summit tomorrow to address the growing opioid crisis. Assistant County Health Director Connie Mealy joins me to discuss this issue. What is causing these sharp increases in opioid overdoses?
There's a number of factors that have contributed to that. One of them is that many of the opioids are bought on the streets, very possibly heroin, and it's laced with fentanyl, which can be very deadly. And so in talking with healthcare officials and the Mecklenburg County Examiner, we certainly know that that's contributed to the deaths in this community. But people also get opiates from their physicians for pain management and sometimes end up having problems with the opiates and taking more than is prescribed and can end up in an overdose situation.
And how often are these overdoses leading to deaths?
In Mecklenburg County in 2015, we had 61 deaths, and in 2016, we had 121 deaths. So the number is going up, and we don't have the numbers for 2017 yet.
And you mentioned the different forms that these drugs are being ingested in. What is the most prevalent? We hear a lot about the prescription drugs, the painkillers. What is actually driving these increases in terms of the kinds of drugs?
There have been a couple of things. Back in the late 80s, early 90s, we made pain the fifth vital sign. And this all came about because it was believed that we were under-treating people with chronic pain. But then as time went on, people were getting pain medicine for lots of different things. And over time, we began to see that opiates were being prescribed way too much, and that physicians started cutting back on the prescribing. And when that happened, then some people turned to the street. You know, I think, Mark, the important piece is for, you know, people to understand that I think if every person who goes to the doctor and the doctor wants to prescribe pain medicine, that, you know, they advocate for trying to take some pain relievers over the counter as opposed to getting a prescription, because many times opiates are not really the drug of choice for some types of pain, and some of the over-the-counter medications work just as well and even better.
And is the Mecklenburg County Health Department doing anything to educate both consumers and the medical community, doctors, about this?
Yes, one of the areas we focused on last year was to partner with Charlotte AHEC and Carolina's Healthcare to work with one of their addictionologists to develop a training, a web-based training that physicians could take in specialty practices so that they could understand the process of opiate addiction, what happens and how it occurs, and to present to them safer prescribing practices. Also, in the state of North Carolina, the NC Stop Act was initiated and passed in July of this past year. And part of what that does is it limits a physician to only being able to give and other prescribers only be able to give 5 days of medication, pain medicine, for an acute pain episode.
And are those kinds of safeguards mandatory? Is there anything to ensure or require that they're being used at this point?
They are going to be mandatory. I do not believe they are mandatory as of yet, but the expectation is in the near future they will be mandatory.
And Ms. Mealy, what is the main goal of the opioid summit that will be held in Mecklenburg County tomorrow?
The main goal is to bring people from the community together from all walks of life, whether they're people in recovery or family members, whether they're faith-based organizations or businesses, to basically say, you know, this is an issue in our community, and we all need to come together to continue to address what the issues are and to solve them.
Assistant Mecklenburg County Health Director Connie Mealy, thanks for your time.
Thank you, Mark.